Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, another great season. A lot of fun, like always, and great experience. We went to, like you said, we went to Finland. That was a really, really one-of-a-lifetime opportunity, and really excited for that. And other than that, I think we handled our season pretty well. Played good hockey, and now we're really excited going forward here.
Were there some things that maybe you learned about yourself as a player that maybe your team learned about itself going through this season and preparing for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think just overall trying to put the piece together for this moment, trying to build our game whole year, particularly for playoffs, and like how do we want to play in playoffs. Other than that, it's just, I think team had a whole lot of fun the whole season, and I think that's really important for the team building and stuff.
And looking back, and obviously this could be something that carries forward too, did it feel any different as the defending champions? Did you feel like teams approached you guys differently? I know over the course of the year, maybe it was a familiar thing because you guys had won the conference the year before. People knew you guys were a good team before, so maybe it didn't feel all that different. But what did it feel like as the defending Stanley Cup champions going through the season?
Yeah, I think we got everyone's A game every night. They were excited to play against us. We've been really competitive, winning a lot of games for a lot of playoff series. So, yeah, I think it was a little bit different. I think everybody was maybe trying a little harder against us.
And now looking ahead to game one, whenever that may be at this point, a matchup with Tampa Bay, something you guys have been through before. Is there a certain level of excitement to be able to have this Battle of Florida, the Sunshine State Showdown, once again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's going to be... Well, let's put it this way. I think there's going to be a lot of sparks and a lot of emotions, that rivalry. I think that's a good thing for a series like that. It's easy to get into it, just go day by day, I think, at this point, but we're really excited for it.
And you talk about easy to get into. When you guys step on the ice for game one, I know it's going to be on the road, it's going to be in Tampa. Is there a part of you that's still... Even though you've won a Stanley Cup, even though you've played a lot of big games before, is there a part of you before a series begins where you might just kind of take it in and feel it for a minute before the series gets going?
Yeah, I mean, to be able to win it last year, I think it's just you're more hungry for more, and just really excited for this time of the year. Another opportunity to play these big games, and take it all in and play as good as you can.
How much do you think that championship experience from last year can help you guys going into a playoff series and going into a new playoff season, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we experience that, it's just what we can do in particular situations. Just even if you're down in a game or in a series, we can just play relaxed. We know what we're doing, not trying to do too much, just holding the game plan. I think that's... It goes for a long way.
Tampa Bay, obviously a team that you guys know plenty about. I guess getting into some of the nuts and bolts, what is going to be something maybe that you see as a big key over the course of a series? And you mentioned right there, keeping that big picture in mind, knowing that you keep the game consistent, that you're going to, you know, more than likely get the results you want. But at the same time, what are some of the big keys against this Tampa Bay team?
Yeah, we went through their lineup a little bit there. Obviously, we know them before, but... They got a lot of speed and skill up front, and then a little bit size in the back end. So I guess we just have to play hard against their forwards and obviously their D2, play physical and stay on the pucks really fast against their D.
And two more before we let you get going. Last year, Paul Maurice had mentioned that a big reason you guys had the success you had during that run last year was your penalty kill. You went up against a lot of teams that had good power play units, and you guys were able to really stand tall on the penalty kill. You're a big part of that. As far as the penalty kill success, going up against a team like Tampa Bay and going into the playoffs here where the matchups just get that much more difficult, what are the big penalty killing keys to keep in mind?
Yeah, I feel like that at this point, every team has a great power play, so just trying to check with our feet, not taking any penalties. But yeah, it's just I feel like just know who's on the ice, what they're trying to do. A little pre-scout there too, but just trying to do the best you can. Obviously, outwork them, block a lot of shots, and yeah.
I know it's something we talk about all the time, and teams have been trying to figure it out for years. You guys have had some success against him, but Andre Vasilevsky, always a great goaltender. What are the biggest ways you can make his life difficult over a seven-game series?
Yeah, we also went through his play a little bit there, and there's some ways we can exploit them. I think the number one key is just stay right in front of him. He's standing tall, and we can get puck through him.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.